This is RSBNB Update, episode 51, recorded Thursday, June 8th, 2006. Alright, everyone, we're here once again this week for another splendid edition of our show. This week, to my surprise, we are actually PKLS for some odd reason. I'm not sure where he went, but he just said he could not make the show about an hour before recording time. So, because of that, we are here this week with... Introduce yourselves.
This is Trekkie.
Okay.
King Kula.
And...
Lance.
Hey everyone, Lance hasn't been on for quite some time.
100% North American, half Canadian, half American.
That's right.
Dun, dun, dun.
That is right. Is anybody here wearing a kilt?
I'm wearing boxer shorts.
Okay then. I'm just wearing normal stuff, but it's time to get moving here. RuneScape updates, questions, tech news, and some rants. So, let's just start with the RuneScape updates. Well, this week they updated a multiplayer members game called Pest Control. Did anybody here play that?
I did.
What do you guys think?
It's cool.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Anyways, what do you think of the new rewards?
Better, since you can now have bonuses for your... combat experience.
What?
The 10% extra experience.
Oh, right, yes. If you have 100 points, you can cash those in and get more. How long do you think it would take to get 100 points on a busy world like 78?
Not long.
No?
Maybe an hour.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good.
My friend got like 60 points like half an hour on that world.
How long do you think it would take one to... get enough points to advance per level from, say, 60 to 70? This is a hypothetical question.
A couple of days. My friend did that. He's been at Pest Control since the day he came out.
Really?
Non-stop. He's like 120-something right now.
Wow.
He came from like 110 to 120 in like a couple weeks.
Wow, that's interesting. Anyways, you can also get herb seeds, mineral packs. Herb seeds and mineral... The herb packs... Herb packs. You get 15 unidentified herbs. Those seem to be your best bet if you want one of the new items. I don't know. What does Trekkie here think of the herb pack?
I haven't tried that one yet.
Have you tried the seed pack?
No, you said it's...
I know, that is bad. You get like 15 potato seeds, 11 onion, and 9 cabbage seeds. So, yes. Have you tried the mineral pack?
Yeah, I got like 25 coal and 18 iron.
I don't know, is that good?
I don't know, it's only 5 points.
Yes, we already mentioned the extra 10% when you have 100 points. Oh yes, also, new silver and gold mining spots at the Tazar area.
Yay.
I don't know, I haven't been there.
Haven't been there.
No.
Nope.
Mr. Hulla. Kala, are you going to get members anytime soon?
No. Never. No? Never.
Oh, that's too bad.
No, I probably will when I move out. Which will be never. Never. No, I'll probably end up moving out.
Yes.
Sometime. And yes. Getting members.
Mm-hmm.
Because it sounds like a lot of fun.
It is. It is. Oh, who's snickering here in the back?
Lance.
Oh, yes. Silver and golf mining spots at Tazar.
That's the signature Lance giggle.
Okay. Later this month, Trekkie, please read this, or somebody else who wants to read about behind the scenes or whatever.
Behind the scenes?
Yes, later this month.
I can read that.
Oh, okay, thank you.
All right, so later this month, we're getting a Warrior's Guild. Shot put, animate suits of armor, and smash training dummies in a kind of a whack-a-mole setting, even try beating a drunken guard at a very odd balancing game.
Yes.
Also, there's going to be a follow-up on the Lost Tribes tribe quest, a brewing mini-game, some new Slayer monsters, and something that I'm really excited about, an F2P update. Let's put that through again. An F2P update. Usually those two words don't go together, but it's where security advice is given while fighting monsters, with tips to keep your account safe. And quoted here, players are invited to hack and slash their way through four floors of beasts, all the while answering questions to some pushy doors. Various treasures wait on the different floors, with the top floor giving free players a new piece of armor. And I'm really looking forward to this kind of thing.
Yes!
Because
when was your last update?
I believe that was our real update was probably runecrafting, but
update was the Pure Essence thing.
Yeah, but we don't really use Pure Essence because Pure Essence is members.
Yes.
And Pure Essence is used for members' runes.
Yes.
So that technically isn't FTP.
I can no longer buy my Rune Essence from free-to-play people.
Yeah, well, I think the last real one was when they updated the scenery around.
Oh yes, around
Kalidor.
Yes, those mm-hmm. building updates.
Now it looks very white.
Yes, it does. My house actually looks like that.
Hmm.
Too bad you can't come see it. Maybe one day Lance will come visit, right, Lance?
Yep.
What is your carpentry level?
39 as of, I think, yesterday, if I remember correctly.
Oh yeah, that's good. What are you training on?
Basically, during the day I fletch, during the night I do carpentry, and between that I'm mining up for my big goal.
Oh yeah, 85 mining?
Yep.
Oh, that's good. Yes, and now a rather piece of shocking news we have here, the Falador Massacre. Yeah, basically this happened because of a bug that happened because of the player-owned houses. Somebody reached 99 player-owned house construction skill, and there was a bug in the house after this guy was done in the 99 guy's house that he could go around killing people not in the wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Or any player-versus-player area.
Yes, that's right. So, that was a major goof-up on Jagex as a part of somebody. I'm not sure who it was, so...
I heard about that.
I know, it was bad. I have a video I'll post a link to that I've procured, so... Yes!
There was an explosion on the forums complaining about
yes,
it. Like, seriously, an explosion. Like, one topic every second, almost.
Yeah.
Well, you know how people on the forum are.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh my god, Jagex, fix this now, gosh, I want my items back,
You know people don't read that stuff anyway. Think about it, hey? After every single quest that's been released, there's always like 50 threads on how do I get this item, where there's like 5 of them who just explains the entire quest to you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. But nobody reads them at all.
Yeah, people need to learn how to read. And
I want to know how people actually use the search function.
That thing's a piece of crap.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wait.
Yes.
Oh whatever.
Yeah. So, anyways, the guy who was going around killing people is banned now. Happened on World 111 on 6606.
Yeah.
It's kind of strange, but anyways, what do you guys think? Do you think it was fair he got banned?
Yes.
Very.
No.
Because if he accidentally attacked someone, then it would be okay. Mm-hmm. But if he kept attacking and trying to kill someone, that's a bug abuser. And in which case, he would be banned, which he did.
Yeah, I don't know. Like,
I don't know.
He said he was going to give what he killed back, apparently, so... I don't know, but I guess...
Does that ever happen, though?
No.
Exactly.
Well, it is that kind of a bug one, so I guess it's kind of fair. But anyways, this was sort of our thoughts on this one. This was taken from a question we had in the question period from BibUser, who does not use a bib. I can confirm that.
bib user.
Yes, I can confirm that.
So, can yes. you, Shane?
Yes, I can. I sent him a private message asking him about his goal sake, and then I asked him about bib user. Anyways.
But do you really know that?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so that's pretty much that. And oh, and Paul made a response to this. Paul, that's just such an excellent name to just say. Paul.
Paul. Paul.
Paulina.
Paul.
Their development staff got out of bed in the middle of the night to sort things out as quickly as possible, but I apologize for this inconvenience that will have been caused to a number of our users. We do have a testing team who spend lots of time testing this update, but the update had so much content, I guess that wasn't that unlikely that we'd not think of every way to break every feature that something would sneak through. Paul. Yes.
No kidding, they took a long time to test it. What was it, like 2 years now or something?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, and another thing, I have to really, really hand it to Jagex on this one because, there's like about 50 or so Jagex mods that actually work there and test through this stuff, and what, there's like a million RuneScape players, so the odds of them finding it over us, the players finding it, pretty low, so they can only find so much, and if they let it out and people find stuff, even, major or small, it's, you can't really blame them all that much.
No.
I mean, there's a million of us, 60 of them, you know, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I think that does up the RuneScape updates, and if anyone wants to say anything else.
Except that I know from programming and everything, you usually don't find any mistakes until after you've gone through everything.
Yes.
This just proves that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an easy job.
I'm still finding bugs on the goal signatures, and those were done 9 months ago. So, there you go.
F2P update. Holy cow.
Yes, you're happy about that, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Yes.
And if it sucks, then I'm going to send in hate mail.
Firebomb the office?
I'm like, why don't you just not give us any updates instead of sending us bad ones? I don't know.
Okay.
You don't get any updates anyway.
Yeah.
On to questions.
Or maybe they'll just send me an automated message.
Oh, yes,
message
that's what
back.
They always do, automated replies. Stupid. Yeah, but every reply you get to from RSBNB is written with our own two hands. So, there you go. Questions now. Questions, questions, questions. Lance, how about you read this first one, please?
With so many different bugs in construction, as an example, do you think the Jagex team actually does a thorough test with each of their updates, or just send them out and let the players test, and in some cases, suffer the bugs and glitches in the update? Alex 43.
Well, we were just pretty much talking about this. That they try to test them, but somehow they do manage to screw up sometimes. Like, there are just things sometimes that cannot be found through standard testing, like the sudden death bug. You know that one? Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Where people were dying around the gargoyles and Tears of Guthix, Fears of Guthix?
Yes. Good thing I wasn't there that day.
Yeah, I know. Lots of people lost stuff, but... Oh my god, he's dead! Ah!
Wait, what?
What? Who?
Who died?
Remember the sudden death bug?
Oh, okay, never mind.
Yes, that's what we're
talking about. I spaced out.
Yes. Okay, so... Yeah, like, that was one thing they did not catch, but obviously they tried to bug test, but there's just some that slipped through the cracks. I think that's a fairly obvious and useful answer. Thank you, Alex.
You can't really blame them, honestly.
Nope. Okay. With the addition of construction, many members have noticed a large fluctuation of the market. Barrows, for one, has dropped in prices significantly, as well as other items being thrown off their normal prices. When do you believe the market will return to normal, if ever? PFK99s.
What is normal?
Normal? There is no normal, actually. I think normal just means what it was before.
Basically, what construction did was a money sink. Because if you look at what's happened throughout the whole... All the years of the game, with us alking everything and getting more updates and everything, the prices are just inflating. And also, people are getting more money into the economy. construction is trying to take the money out
exactly.
of the commie, lowering the prices, so getting us so we can at least yeah, afford some things.
I was looking at up, and Guthix is 10.1 mil. I mean, Guthix.
Yeah, well, until a P hat is for only 10 million, I'm not interested. I'm not happy. I wouldn't be happy at all.
Well, my Santa hats, I don't know, you guys can guess whether it's plural or not, are about 12.1 I was looking at earlier, so that's pretty good. Oh my, the entire thing just went silent.
I
think I'm
gonna have my armor sooner. With a nice whip to go with it.
Yeah.
Pizzazz!
Yes. So, I don't know. Yeah. Do you think Guthix will go back up to like 12 mil or whatever?
Nope.
No. I do agree with what Lance said about being the money hole because, well, if you look at, for example, the Demonic Throne takes 25 magic stones, which are 925k each, which sums up to about 24.75 million, I guess. Yeah. Hmm. So, that is what we're kind of talking about here. 24.375 million, that is kind of lots of money that's going in, down the drain to buy magic stones for a demonic throne, you know?
Hmm.
Yes.
Hey, my mask that went up.
Oh, what are mask sets now at?
According to the RS forums, about from 50 to 55 million.
Oh, that's good. That's good. We all love our rares. Lance, do you have any rares?
Not as of right now.
What about Mr. KK?
No.
Okay, no. I wish I did. There's your short answer.
I should have got some way back, but I didn't.
Thank you, PFK99s, for that excellent question.
Well, I shouldn't have sold my red pea hat a long time ago.
Oh, you had a red pea hat?
Yes, but I was cheap.
Oh.
Honest to God's truth, I was cheap, and I sold it, and now I'm really mad because I could have made a lot of money.
Yep, I'm holding on to those Santa hat. So, next question. Do you think it was fair to lock this person's house who got 99 construction first account just for bug abusers in his house? That is from Red Rooster.
Well, I think it was fair to lock it until they figured out what caused the bug.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But after they figured out and fixed it all, then I think they should unlock it.
Yes, exactly. Mm. So, yes, it was
fair. He didn't
fair.
Cause the bug. He didn't cause the bug abuse. He was just the one that...
He was throwing a party.
Whole thing go.
Yep.
Yeah.
He was throwing a party. That was it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so... Yeah, it's perfectly fair, as long as it's unlocked.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. A question for me. How far is Shane taking construction? All the way, or just going to a certain level? That is from Thief, 18954. Well, obviously, it costs lots of money, and I... currently only have plans to go to maybe 70, or I'm stopped at 60 right now. I'm going to finish off my house. But I think
Are you going to demolish it later?
No. I like it how it is right now. I like it... I like it how it is right now. It's actually quite nice the way it's laid out. It works. So, it's fine. But probably go to 70, maybe do more later on.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to, after I get 60, I'm going to blow everything up and start from scratch.
How much money do you have in your bank to do that?
That's classified. But I do have 50 million, so I'm not too worried.
You have 50 million GP?
My mask said, remember? So
no, I wouldn't sell that if I was you.
My friend would love me to sell it. He keeps bugging me about it.
Why don't you just donate it to me?
No. Why don't you post your picture on RSBNB? Your real picture. Your real life picture.
And not just one that's in text.
I didn't post anything that's in text. I didn't. Anyways, thank you, Thief. You guys can take a look at my stats sig to see how far I'm taking construction. Thank you. Okay. Next thing. What do you assume hunting will be for? That is from Kyle.
To kill animals?
For construction. Because you know how right now you can for Slayer, some Slayer monsters, you can actually post like an animal head.
Yeah, like a KBD head.
Yeah, that's what I think they're going to do.
Hunt monsters for their heads or what? But how is that any different than Slayer?
More heads.
Put heads on the wall, I guess. And then hunt them for their furs, maybe? Like, have abyssal skin boots?
What?
I don't know. Like, hunt animals for their skins, you know?
Probably.
How about just get more trophies?
Yeah, I guess. Because, see, hunting... This was a little goof-up by Jagex. They had hunting on the skills bug report thing. I saw that, and you posted a topic on our forums, right, Antonite?
Yes.
Okay. And another thing that tells me there's going to be another skill, if you look at the high scores... On runecrafting, it goes table equals 21 to table equals 23 for construction, so obviously there's going to be another skill in between those two that's already in planning. So, yes, that's what hunting will be for, to get heads and trophies and that kind of fun stuff. Thank you, Kyle. You added the spice to this show.
Oh, man.
Okay. Trekkie, you're too quiet. Okay. Somebody read the next question.
What is your favorite skill? Smash.
Okay. You first.
I like that name.
Do you really, really, really want me to tell you?
Yes, tell us what your favorite skill is.
I'll give you a hint. I've been doing this for the past few weeks, trying to get into 99.
Fishing?
Yes.
Yes, Trekkie likes fishing.
Yes. The hell?
That's a fishing sound. Or do you use shark, fish, or what do you fish?
Harpoon.
Oh yeah, monkfish.
Yeah.
It's a little net. Okay. Lance, what's your favorite skill?
I really don't... I have a favorite skill. I like them all equally. However, there are a few I don't like. I'm not going to mention them. But the ones I usually like training the most are mining, woodcutting, and fishing.
Okay.
And now construction.
Yeah. Who's got the dog barking in the background?
Oh,
I don't
sorry.
Have a dog.
Neighbor's dog.
Okay. And, Kala, what's your favorite skill?
My favorite skill would probably be... for some odd reason, just because it's the most boring combat one, prayer. Because
really?
It's, and it's the only skill that I can actually be proud of for my level. And, well, it's almost at 61 right now.
Wow.
And for F2P, that's pretty good, considering best you can bury is big bones. Mm-hmm. And I'm so poor that I don't buy any, so guess where I spend a lot of time at?
Yes.
Boneyard?
Not the Boneyard, actually. I spend a lot of time down in the Varrock sewers.
Ah.
That's where I trained.
I see.
Okay. It's fun.
Yeah, I need 70 prayer to get one of those painted Saradomin shields.
I want a Guthix one.
I wish they had one for plates.
Yes, that'd be nice.
Because, I use mostly dragons, so it's really no point in making a rune. Large, painted, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
I guess I can carry the banner.
Okay, now time for my favorite skill. Guess what it is. Take guesses.
I'm thinking herbler, farming, or prayer.
Okay.
I think I know. I'd have to look it up. I'm guessing either herblore, fletching, or woodcutting. Am I close?
Lance, what's my favorite skill?
I have a feeling you're either going to say something along the lines of herblore, construction, or something that we are not even going to know.
Okay. It's herblore and farming.
Told ya!
Herblore and farming. Yes.
Farming is actually quite useful.
Yeah, it is. It is. But those happen to be the most expensive ones to raise. But they're good, you know? Yes. Mm. Oh, and you know, there is something called a Belladonna seed. I would not recommend searching on Google for that.
What about it?
Don't search on Google for Belladonna.
Now you just made everybody search on it.
Don't do it. You'll be corrupted. don't.
Belladonna.
Okay. Okay, time for the final question from PFK99s. Will somebody please read this one?
Oh.
Kala, you can read this.
No. Can someone else read it, please?
Lance, go ahead.
With the addition of construction, oak logs have become popular to train with. Do you believe that it is fair for all low-level woodcutters to be able to get 200 GP plus per log, even non-members, while someone who can cut you, or magic for that matter, can only receive 250 to 1K per log they cut? Seems like Jaggetz likes to help the little noobs on F2P, as well as mess up the member market. PK99s.
Well, what is this question here? Do you believe it's fair for all low-level that we get 200 GP per log? Yes, it is fair. Perfectly fair. How else do free-to-play people get money?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. How do you get your money?
I don't, but I usually train to get it. I don't really like non-combat very much.
I see. So, yeah, it's perfectly fair, right, Ansonite?
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Yeah, so it is fair, but I don't know. It might mess up the members' economy a bit, but it does need to be controlled a bit because otherwise it'll just go spiraling out of control.
It'll probably return to normal after a few more days.
Oh, yeah. So, yes. I guess so. Thank you, PFK99s. It's perfectly fair. And I guess it's time for tech news.
Microsoft.
Yes.
Ooh.
Okay, well, we all know that are we all using Windows here?
Yep.
Yes.
Say hi if you are.
Hi.
Okay. Yes.
Anyway, so Microsoft has problems with spyware. CEO Steve Ballmer was at a wedding when the bride's nephew or brother or somebody asked him to have a look at their computer. Basically, it was infested with worms, viruses, spyware, malware, severe fragmentation. He was not able to remove it. Then, of course, he hands it off to some Microsoft engineer, and, of course, they're not able to fix it either. Does this make sense, that they can't fix their own piece of crap?
Not really.
Anyway, so Microsoft recommends its program called OneCare, which is a $55 fee per year to protect yourself against viruses, spyware, and all that other bad stuff. I don't know. We seem to be doing fine without it.
Yeah.
If
people know to use a firewall and take care of the computers, and we find some way to take care of Microsoft so we don't get the source code out every time, because I have a friend that actually knows how to get that knows about every hacker and how they can get source code off of Windows CD and that Macs can't, then we're solved.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, but what you guys all use a firewall, right?
Zone alarm.
Yeah. What firewall does Trekkie use?
Symantec.
What about Kinkala? What do you use?
Norton, I think.
I don't like Norton, but that's a topic for another conversation.
Yeah. Well, I don't really know. I don't care. As long as my computer doesn't physically blow up, then I'm fine.
I use Zone Alarm and my router firewall, so yes. And
routers are always the best firewall.
Hmm?
Routers are always the best firewall.
That's right. So, yes, basically you can do this all for yourself. It's just Microsoft way to get more money. I don't agree with it. Mm-hmm. Do you guys?
No.
So, yes. Thank you. Is that it, I guess, for this one? Anybody have anything else to say regarding spyware infestations, malware, worms?
Except that
just reformat.
Last week I had a good little problem. Three of my friends all had messages coming onto their systems. Well, my Zone Alarm actually shut itself off on me without me knowing, because I had to just reinstall it. Next thing I know, I have viruses and everything just flooding my computer. I had to do a repair install offline in the middle of a thunderstorm. then re-turn on my firewall to actually get the thing to work right.
Wow.
I'm still dealing with one problem, which I just got off today.
What is that problem?
Xenosearch.
What is
big
that?
Spyware
oh,
problem.
Ouch. Yeah. Yes, that's bad. So, yeah, my install seems to be okay. I just need to clean up my menus a bit. It's, Zone Alarm, LeechCat, PowerDVD, SWF decompiler, Windows Defender, Skype. I just need to clean up my menus. That'll be nice. Speaking of Windows tech support, I want to ask you guys about this problem. When I high elk anything for more, like, say I high elk like 600U longbows, mm-hmm. I'll start losing icons in my clock. Has anyone heard of anything like this?
When I was using Windows 98.
Oh, really? You'd lose icons and stuff?
Yeah, it just started going nuts.
What was the problem? Did you ever figure it out?
I think it's the amount of processor you use with a Java application, because I've seen, during game, I've seen at least 67 processor usage from the RuneScape application.
Hmm.
Well, or maybe that's your computer telling you to please get off.
I don't think so. I don't know. I might just have to reinstall everything without, like, minimum applications, you know? That's a topic for... Anyways, this isn't a tech show. Next one. Oh, my throat's getting sore. Can somebody please read this?
Next one. I can read that.
Okay, go right ahead.
Okay. A group of British MPs have called for increased regulation of DRM-laden media with the goal of bringing clarity to the confused subject. Consumers often find themselves confused about which devices can work with which technologies, and they generally... don't know the difference between DRM schemes.
It's definitely a good idea after the Sony DRM scandal last year with their CDs. Did anybody get bit by that?
No.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Well, that's good. Anyways, so basically what DRM is, it's digital rate management, which protects media like CDs, DVDs, and all those other kind of good things like that from being copied. So basically the way... They want to bring in a law that will make it mandatory to explain on the packaging of what kind of DRM software is on this piece of media. That way people will know what they're putting into their computer. Sounds like a good idea. What do you guys think?
Does sound good to me.
Yep.
As long as it's in non-tech terms so everyone can
understand
it.
Yes, exactly. That. Hopefully they'll get it right and then everybody else will follow suit with it. So... take a look at the story. It's a good read. Oh, yes, and anybody here want to try Vista Beta 2?
Sure.
I might.
It's been made public now.
Cool.
You can download it and try it out, but you do need a DVD burner.
Hmm. What?
Yes.
Why?
Yeah, mine is...
Why?
I don't know. It's too big. So you need a DVD burner. You can take a look at it, download it. Mine will be downloading today once the show is done. I had the BitTorrent going to get it, and it was going at a pretty good speed. Hooray for BitTorrent. Whoever said that BitTorrent has to be used for illegal stuff, right?
Right.
Exactly.
That's how we started the show anyway, right?
Hmm?
I didn't say anything.
That's how we did the first few episodes as
well.
Yeah,
we distributed by BitTorrent for the first few episodes. So yes, BitTorrent is great. Anyways, give it a try if you have a DVD burner and you know how to install Windows. I will be talking more about this later on. Mine is downloading. Yes. Yesterday, the HTTP downloads were actually... HTTP server got hammered by everybody, and it actually did take it down and forced it so that downloads would not be complete, but apparently they fixed that today, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, on to the rants.
Rants. I can read the first
one. Okay, go right ahead.
Alright, construction's the only skill that gives nothing in return for the millions you need to dump into it to gain levels. Do you really think it's worth it? There's money in every other skill you work on. Whether you use alchemy or you sell, there's none of that in construction. So if you don't think it's worth it, let's protest to Jagex and get them to raise the alking return on the items you make. You should at least get something in return.
Huh. So what's this about exactly? I don't get it.
I don't know. I think it's because you have to spend all this money on blocks and building materials to make the house, but apparently you don't get anything in return.
No, you don't get anything in return.
Other than the house.
You just get a nice-looking house.
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically, this guy's saying that you should get something in return for this, but you get the nice-looking house. And JX did say this is a skill to show off your wealth.
And yeah. Also, if you look, you do get the heraldic stuff.
Yes.
And the banner.
Yeah, and you can repair your barrow's armor for cheap. Mm-hmm. Cheaper. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyone want to fix your weapon, come to my place. I got whetstone set up for you guys.
Oh, that's good. I got the barrow's armor stand set up.
Since I don't have any.
I have a set of arms. I have a set of Varak. And I used to have a set of Guthan.
Hey, do you get experience for doing that stuff?
I don't think so.
Like smithing or whatever?
I think you might get some smithing experience or crafting experience, because the higher level your crafting is, the less you have to pay to repair it.
You mean smithing?
Yes, whatever it is. Oh, and in the house, did you see those little statue things in the scale hall? How you have to have 99 smithing to make the rune one?
Oh, those suits of armor?
Yeah.
What about them?
That annoys me that you have to have 99 smithing to make the rune one.
Yeah.
That's just another reason for 99 smithing.
Or you can buy from the stores.
It doesn't work.
Huh?
That doesn't work.
What pack?
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Well, technically you only need 98 with a little dwarven stout. So.
Yes.
Actually, 97, because you can get the mature version.
Right.
Mature Dwarven Stout, member from brewing?
Oh, no, I don't. Smithing is not my area. Anyways, thank you. Somebody read the next one.
I will.
Again.
It's in my area. Okay. Members is a rapidly growing community. It is constantly expanding and will keep expanding. Now, the thing is, FTP is not expanding. It has the same area as it did 5 years ago, while members has increased 20 times in size. I think we should give F2P old members benefits. Not only would this increase the size and item selection of F2P, but it would motivate them to become members to see what else is new out there. Now, don't give me the way we pay they don't. Some can't because P2P for personal reasons. We should gradually, over time, give them old members benefits, including areas, quests, NPCs, items, etc. This would motivate them to become members and enjoy their gaming also. Now, the thing that I really don't like about on this, and you can't call me biased because I am F2P, but I just really don't like how this sounds. Okay, so members pay for extra stuff, right?
Yeah, we
and
pay.
And F2P doesn't.
I pay my $7.30 a month.
So this person is saying that for not paying for the extra stuff, we shouldn't get them right away. We should get them later for free. That doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make sense. No, sorry, you don't pay, so you don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just be glad that you can actually get a skill to 99.
Yes.
Yeah.
And be glad you have the majority of the skills.
It's probably the best shareware out there.
You can like mine rune at least on free service as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What I think would be a good way to entice more people to get members is let them do, like, have a members day each month where they can walk around into the members areas, but not. Like, they can try the skills, but not get any experience inside the members' mm-hmm. boundaries, you know?
That's a good
idea.
Like,
they can try Slayer from the Slayer Master and not get any experience, and then mm-hmm. trying it, they'll see what it all involves. Like, try fletching.
Yeah.
Or Herbalore, even. Or even
kind
some of the
quests.
Kind of
like Tutorial Island. Only
yes,
it's a members tutorial.
Exactly.
Island.
But exactly. Let you try something from each one. That would definitely entice me to get members. I don't know about you guys.
It would probably entice me to get members.
Mm-hmm. Probably would have a long time ago.
Yeah. You must get members. What?
Okay, so next.
Yeah,
okay. Final rant. I will Let's have Trekkie Chake this one. Or Lance. You guys do rock, paper, scissors and decide.
How am I going to do rock, paper, scissors, man?
I don't know. Decide. You or Lance.
How do you do rock, paper, scissors over a voice conversation?
Alright, let's see. Rangers, what are we? What are we? What the hell? Oh, okay.
What
Sorry.
Are we?
God damn it, he's a comma. Rangers, what are we? We're a forgotten group of people. Yes, believe it or not, some of us still exist. My main rage is how come we see a lot of new updates for Warriors or Majors, but not many for us Rangers. I mean, yeah, there are some updates, but none that are really worth it. Okay, now I think the first thing they could do is make us some bloody armor that will actually protect us from sword a bit. This would be really nice, but can I get an amen, people? What the hell?
I don't know.
Keep going.
The crystal ball, it is by far the best thing ever invented for us, but there's a problem. It needs to be recharged, which costs us 900k, unless we are patient and keep paying Elf Chick until it gets to 180k. I think it is. This is all good, but it still would be nice if we didn't have to recharge it, or we had an option of doing a quest where after we could recharge our crystal stuff ourselves, it would save us a whole lot of money. ! ! Also come up with a crystal short bow. It would be cool and faster and give us some of our dignity back. You had no dignity to begin with. Mainly, I'm just angry at the fact that Range is not as popular as it used to be back in the day. Grr. Besides that, I just don't feel like adding any more this save I'm mad this whole thing.
Wow.
I'm mad at how you can't use grammar properly.
Can I just say something? I just want to say something, that Range is an inferior form of technology.
Mm-hmm. Not true. Not true.
It's inferior.
And magic isn't even real.
Look, Shane, we use bullets, alright? There's no hand-to-hand combat. We use bullets
often
from far, far away. That takes marksmanship. That's Range. Is our version of Range, alright?
It's just
archery has involved.
Well, there is still some high-tech crossbows out there, but not many.
Yes. So, but it's a piece of inferior technology. Like, does anybody take archery in real life here?
Tried it once, but I'm not very accurate.
Yes.
I like the concept of it.
It's just inferior because, like, magic is so much more superior. I don't think a ranger can prevent someone from teleporting for 5 minutes.
Yes, but in real life, who would do better?
Oh,
a guy muttering a bunch of words or a guy with a bow and arrow?
Oh, my God.
My point exactly.
I don't know.
The wizard could freak the guy out. We're like,
wizard freaked the ranger out? Wizard freaked the ranger out? Is that what you said?
Yeah. You know, like, crazy guy coming at me.
Oh my. Wow.
I will admit, though, they are really messing with the triangle in a little bit that was supposed to be.
Oh, how do you mean?
Remember, it was supposed to be Mage Beats.
Mage Beats Melee.
Melee beats Range. Range beats Magic.
Right.
They changed it. It's like Range doesn't even exist. It's just one-on-one.
Yeah, pretty much Magic people are... Mages are really powerful.
Yep, that's why they're superior. Anyway, speaking of ranging, I got a picture that crossbows are still popular in the 24th century. A picture of Jean-Luc Picard holding a fiery crossbow. Yes.
Is that from that Star Trek episode?
Yeah, Starship Mind, where he's on the ship with those...
Shane, what did I tell you early on? Shane,
says he's
Shane, 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 what did I tell you early on?
Control yourself.
No Star Trek.
Okay. Okay. I got a neat picture I want to send you after. Thank you. Some RSVNB news. Yes, okay. We are still having more signatures that are being coded. Yes, that's that. We are also still taking RSVNB Informer applications, which is the newspaper. We have also posted the people who have been accepted so far, which are, in no particular order, GameFreak318, Topher892, KingKulla, you were accepted, and Alex43. Congratulations to those guys for being accepted on your submissions.
Once again, while joining that, I do have previous background in newspaper stuff. Yeah,
just send in your application to rsbnbinformer@gmail.com.
Sure.
Just send that in. I think there was a problem with the combat goal sig. That's fixed now and stuff like that. So more sigs will be coming. Does anybody have anything else they want to say?
Yes, I do, actually. On the forums, the moderators have been seeing a few things that are up. We've been seeing a bit of quite a few insults being directed on the forums and sarcasm. This just really isn't all that nice and leads to our forums not being very happy. So we please ask you to speak respectively and note that what you say may come across to someone else differently than what you intended to be.
Exactly.
So please be nice.
Also, please take a look at the rules. They've been recently updated.
Mm-hmm. Look at the rules.
Some new sections in spamming and a whole new section altogether. So, yes. That is that. So what have we been doing on RuneScape? Ansonite, what have you been up to?
Take a guess.
Construction.
Yeah, up to level 35.
Fishing?
Yes, more fishing, more fishing.
Lance.
Start off the day, fletching of maple bows, then go mine a little bit for my goal of actually making and actually alking 1,000 mithril plates. Then I go back to fletching one more time, and then I upgrade my house and construction.
Oh, yeah. What about you, Mr. Kola?
I'm just training.
Lost
not
Giants.
Too much normal. Yeah, that.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Go ahead, throw it.
Alright.
What about you, Shane?
Well, I've been working on construction and stuff for the past week. That's what I've been working on.
How's your throne room?
My throne room does not have a throne. Yep, so I think we're done now. So we'll talk to you guys all next week for Pika's last episode. When he'll be here, so bye-bye, everyone.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.